Everyman Theater and Center Stage may be Baltimore's biggest theaters, but they are by no means the only places where interesting theater happens. The Charm City Fringe Festival starts on Sunday. The launch party takes place Thursday night in the Station North Arts and Entertainment District. Zach Mickle is the co-founder of the festival. Welcome.
Hi.
So the Fringe, this Fringe movement is a thing that's going on nationally, isn't it? There are a lot of these kinds of festivals.
Oh, yeah, it's international. It actually started in Edinburgh, Scotland, and it's everywhere now.
Yeah. What qualifies a performance as fringe?
Pretty much being out of the ordinary or unique in some way. So Shakespeare can actually be fringe, but a good example of a fringe Shakespeare show would be Baltimore Shakespeare Factory, which is doing one where they only have 5 days to prepare, and then you can throw tomatoes at them if they mess up or call for a line.
So 5 days. So that's the rules of engagement.
So they're really coming in kind of cold and getting prepped really quick. And it makes it a lot of fun. It keeps the actors on their toes and it keeps the audience really engaged and seeing Shakespeare for the first time in a really different manner.
And they're actually going to allow themselves to be pelted with tomatoes if they make a mistake.
They will be foam tomatoes, yeah.
Foam tomatoes. All right, that makes me feel better. Now, is it all theater, the Fringe Festival, or are there some non-theatrical things as well?
It's predominantly theater, but we have a lot of after parties, which will have music, stand-up comedy, improv, and then we have some other types of performing arts during the festival as well.
Mm-hmm. And the venues are spread out all over town?
Yeah, we've got 12 venues across Mount Vernon, Station North, and Hampden.
Uh-huh. And how about the mix of acts in terms of the folks who are local versus the folks who are from out of town?
Yeah, we're really excited this year. We've got a really nice mix. About 50% are coming from Maryland and Baltimore especially, and then the other half are coming from across the country.
That's great. And this is the fourth year you've done it.
Yep.
And it seems that this is a considerably bigger endeavor this year than it was in the previous years.
Yeah, each year we've gotten better at kind of doing what we do, and it allows the artists to really do a better job because they can focus on their art. And we can cover the festival part. And so we've been able to grow at a really nice clip so far.
But in terms of numbers of performances this year as opposed to last year, what do you have?
About double.
Wow, yeah. Great. And the total number for this year is going to
be? We have 23 productions and then also about 20 individual artists for the after parties, be it stand-up or music.
Now, these are ticketed events. I mean, do the artists who perform, do they stand a chance of making a couple of bucks? Do they split the house with you, or how does that work?
They do. Artists actually make 80% of ticket sales if they're at Fringe-managed venue, and they'll make 100% if they bring their own venue. So, yeah, they can stand and make a few bucks. Since most of the tickets go to them, it's a really good chance for them to get some exposure. That's the biggest thing.
When you talk about artist venue, what does that mean?
So they can actually provide their own venue. And that allows them to, if they have a home venue, like the Baltimore Improv Group is at the Mercury. And so they can perform where they already are comfortable and take 100% of the ticket sales, rather than having us give them a venue where they might not be as used to the space.
Cool. And this is going to run all next week starting on Sunday.
Yeah, Sunday the 8th is going to be the first show with Brian Feldman doing Dishwasher, and then it's going to run all week until the 15th.
Uh-huh. Since you mentioned, what is Dishwasher?
So that's actually a really fringy show, I'd say. He's going to come into your house and wash your dishes. But that's not just it. He doesn't just wash the dishes. He's then going to be given a monologue by you to read, and you get to determine whether he's a better dishwasher or a better actor.
There you go. So if I have a big dinner party on Saturday night, I can book him.
That's exactly right.
And he'll do all the dinner. He'll do all the dishes.
Yeah.
All right. Sold. I'm there. I'm there. That's terrific. All right. Well, Zach Mickle, thanks so much for coming and breaking
the
festival.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Zach Mickle is the co-founder and president of the Charm City Fringe Festival. The launch party is at Joe Squared in Station North on Thursday night at 7 o'clock. Performances start Sunday and run all next week. That's it for us today. Thanks for listening. We'll be back with you on Wednesday morning. For Nathan Sterner, I'm Tom Hall. Have a great day.